seeking re-election in the midst of sexual harassment allegations against him. Conyers saying on a Detroit radio station he wants his seat to stay in the family, though.
My oldest boy, John Conyers III, who incidentally I endorse to replace me in my seat in Congress.
Conyers endorsing his son, John Conyers III, to replace him. He spoke from a Detroit hospital where he's been treated for stress-related issues. A huge wildfire sweeping through Ventura County, California, now over 32,000 acres have burned since it began just yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time, ready? 800-772-7610.
Ireland's reached an agreement with Apple to begin collecting about $15 billion in back taxes. The Irish government at first had fought the ruling, but now Kevin Ossebeck brings us up to date from Brussels.
Last year, the European Commission ruled Apple got a special and unfair tax break. The EU investigation revealed at times the company was paying a tax rate of less than 1%. At first, Dublin refused to collect the back taxes, which prompted the Commission to refer to the European Court of Justice. Apple is still appealing the Commission's decision, so the back taxes it pays for now will go into a blocked bank account.
President Trump's being pushed by an organization representing nearly 60 nations to back off recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The Organization of Islamic States saying that such a move would be naked aggression and would cause the U.S. to lose its mediating role in the Middle East. A decision from President Trump's expected within the next few days. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who was living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's Godless Country.
Godless, welcome to no man's land. Only on Netflix.
The Supreme Court today hearing arguments in the case of a Colorado baker who refused to bake a cake for a gay wedding. The baker claiming that requiring him to make the cake would violate his freedom of expression. The couple he turned down says refusing to serve gay customers is illegal discrimination. President Trump will be on the road this weekend, heading to Mississippi. And Mississippi is preparing to welcome him, as we hear from Randy Bell.
Trump is expected to be in Jackson Saturday as the state wraps up its bicentennial celebration with the opening of the new History and Civil Rights Museums. The Museum of Mississippi History takes a broad look at what's happened here even before we became a state, and the Mississippi Civil Rights Museum focuses on the struggle that put us in the national spotlight for three decades. Lucy Allen with the Department of Archives and History says it doesn't pull any punches.
It is a story that needs to be told, Mississippi being the state that lynched more African-Americans than any other state.
And the museum gives special attention to the most notorious crimes, including the murders of Emmett Till, Medgar Evers, and three civil rights workers in Neshoba County.
And a new Star Trek film could be in filmmaker Quentin Tarantino's future. As the online magazine Deadline is reporting, he sold Paramount on what he called a great idea for a Star Trek feature. The studio is reportedly now putting together a group of writers to turn it into a movie. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is
Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunter In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunter In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business here in Hunterdon County. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon here on Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio. And we welcome you here today, but we also suggest that you go to our website at Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio, and you'll be able to hear these programs, my programs, as well as the others that are broadcast from the studio here in Flemington. So I have a question for you. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday business challenges? And where can they learn trustworthy, or how can you learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here on Teachable Moments in Business. We've had the honor of having some wonderful guests come to our program to talk about business ideas, tactics, and strategies that they've implemented to help them be more successful in running their businesses and to help them, that will help them to achieve their goals. So I would say that you're missing the boat if you don't have a pencil and paper handy. And if you don't listen to this program, you're going to miss information that I know you can use. And today we have Deborah Wachowski, who is a business owner. She's been a business owner actually for a long time. And I've asked her to come to talk with us today. So welcome, Deborah.
Hi, Vicki.
I'm so glad that you're here. She and I met at the Hunterdon County Chamber Business Expo back in November. I think it was early November.
In November. And then we've crossed paths on other occasions prior to that.
Well, and you know what? I meet so many people. I'm embarrassed to tell you.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm not sure. Because I teach and do a lot of consulting, and I do speaking in some of the chamber groups. So it gets to be a little embarrassing. In fact, one time I met a lady that I had at a networking event, and she said, well, you counseled me several months ago. And I said, oh, I said, well, how did it go? I was at a total loss. It gets really embarrassing. But nonetheless, I want to welcome you here. And you've shared with me that you own Silver Pen Pros. So we're going to be talking about that business.
Okay.
And I'd love to hear more about how you got into business and some of the things you've been doing, because you seem to have quite an interesting business background. And I think a lot of it has evolves around the fact that you like the opportunities to help people. And that's what I'm looking for in our discussion today. So before we get to that, we have a weather report, and then we'll have a commercial, and then we'll start talking. So here we go.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Teachable Moments in this is Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. And well, actually, every week from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesdays. But it was very mild coming into the studio today. It was only 61 degrees, according to the thermometer in my car, and winds of southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And but there is a chance of rain of 70%. Tonight, it may rain and slightly cloudy afterwards, and with a low down to 37 degrees Fahrenheit. And just a mild wind, 10 to 15 miles an hour. I guess that's not so mild. But a chance of rain is 100% this evening. So if you're going on your way out, I would suggest you get that umbrella and raincoat handy. When I come back, we'll take a look at the extended forecast to see what's going to happen Wednesday through Friday. So, Deborah.
Yes.
You're on.
Yes.
So I thank you for coming in today. I really appreciate it. You have, I read a little bit about you on LinkedIn, I think.
Ah.
Aha. Uh-huh. And then you also sent me some information that I had a chance to read before coming here today. So I guess, first of all, tell us about Silver Pen Prose, but then maybe lead up to how that started.
Okay, I could do that. You know how every time you put your name or an email onto your web onto a website, you end up on somebody's list?
Yes.
Okay.
True.
Well, I was on the list of a nutrition counselor, and I was watching her webinars, and on the last one I saw, she let me know that if I keep putting sugar in my tea in the morning, I'm going to end up killing myself. It'll be all my own fault, and I will never be a size 2 like her. I turned off her video. I hit unsubscribe on her emails. I went straight to the fridge, pulled out some pizza, and stood right there at the kitchen counter and ate it cold, and I didn't even heat it up.
Oh.
So now maybe she didn't say those exact words like on that webinar,
yeah.
But that's exactly what I heard. Because it's not what you say. It's what people who are your potential customers hear. And with Silver Pen Prose, what I try to do is help businesses and nonprofits find the best words for their messages so they could tell stories in a way that'll help make a connection with their intended audience, and hopefully a connection that will turn them into a customer.
Exactly. That's
right. And so that kind of sums up what I try to do, as opposed to in a sell, 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 but really finding the right words. And off air, I told you the story of how this evolved into a business, but throughout my life, you kind of pinpointed it, I guess, when you said I was in a helping profession. I'd started out wanting to, I had my first writing gig when I was 16, where I got paid, because I was an excellent writer.
Very good.
Yes, for the local newspaper. I was writing sports and didn't know a lot about sports, but I wrote well enough for them to publish it and pay me.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So then I went to college thinking I was going to study journalism, and that kind of got kiboshed because, you know, journalists just, it wasn't considered a worthy profession back then in terms of, you know.
Really?
When my father looked at what college might cost and what the, on freshman orientation, what he was told journalists make an hour, I can give you my dad's response. He said something along the lines of, $8 an hour, she could make more money than that on the assembly line at General Motors, where I work.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's funny.
So I changed majors, went into engineering and because I was good at science, and then eventually settled on another science, which was exercise physiology, and then went through graduate school and everything and ended up working at corporate health and wellness and behavior modification programs.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because I was good at writing, but good at science.
Yeah.
I got this nerd thing going on. And and when you're working with people with behavior modification, it's all about the message. You're promoting a program.
That's right.
And you can't sit there and tell them, you know, if you put that sugar in your tea every morning, you're going to kill yourself. I mean, with some people that might work, but for the general population, that doesn't really work. And you're trying to get compliance, because you have to hit numbers to have, what percent participation or what percent of the corporate population is taking advantage of the programs that we're paying for, because you're part of this, you're part of the team and part of the salary, so you're not a money making element of the company. You're not a drug. You're not a whatever it is that they're selling. I was at Johnson & Johnson. That's why I'm saying drugs.
Yeah.
So you need to sell, and you need to entice people to not only take advantage of your programs, but take advantage of the things that will help them make positive changes in their health. And then back then the vision was so that we could reduce the rate at which our healthcare costs increase.
There you go.
It wasn't to reduce healthcare costs, because Jim Burke, I believe he was the CEO who firmly believed in a corporate wellness program. He understood healthcare costs will keep escalating, but maybe we can slow the rate at which they're going to escalate, which will save the company money.
That's really interesting. Did you, now I'm curious about this. Did you work through the HR department or?
It was a part of HR originally.
It was.
Yeah. Originally you were a part of health and safety.
So you put on programs, and did you do counseling also?
Eventually I did, and it wasn't, because you had certain programs that were corporate prescribed programs, like their smoking cessation, personal power, stress management, but sometimes those programs didn't fit the mold. I mean, I remember doing a ballroom dance program for people after work, because some people, you're trying to, what's the best exercise? The one you'll do.
Yeah,
it's the one
true.
That you'll do. So getting people involved in that was like, okay, so after work, we're going to do a ballroom dance program. It's like, wow, man, that's really cool. But then for some folks, they didn't want to do the group program, so I started doing a lot of one-on-one work.
You did.
And then designing my own education, my own materials, and, you know, writing up my own, you know, writing my materials, and then also promoting it. And then later on, when I left J&J, I worked at a couple of other companies delivering the same services, but on a contractor basis. And a big part of that was it was one-on-one behavior modification counseling, health. It actually, back then, it was coaching, but that word didn't exist.
Yeah.
But it just, and I remember then someone telling me, oh, I'm going to get certified to be a coach. I go, really? What exactly are you going to do? I go, okay. So, and now I'll tell it to people. Well, I did coaching before. That became a very chic term.
Yeah. That's so you really went from the corporate world to become an entrepreneur.
Very early on.
So you've been an entrepreneur for a number of years. Plus, you have the business with your husband, right?
And that evolved. Because when I finally left, what happened was I was still doing my corporate health promotion company, and I was in my, I guess, late 30s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Met him, and he had previously had a kitchen and bath business, and the company that was my major client at the time had downsized from over 1,000 employees to about 250.
Oh, goodness.
And they were in that process. And I was, and they, you know, I was still offering my service. They still had me on contract for my services. They did let me know that they couldn't continue in the next calendar year. But also, it was challenging because I wasn't talking to people about stress management and weight management. I had the breadwinners of the families coming in saying, I'm 50-something years old and I'm going to lose my job. What do I do?
Yeah.
And that's when I pulled out the phone number and said, this is the employee assistance program. You need to go there.
Yeah.
Because that's a different kind of, it was a different kind of counseling that it was, and it was just, and it was sad watching that. So when my contract ended and all of that, I was very burned out and ready to do something else.
Yeah.
So when he wanted to restart his kitchen business, I said, yeah, that sounds good.
you really have developed a history and an experience dealing with people, communicating with them, which has now led you to your newest endeavor, Silver Pen Pros.
Yes.
And what I love, we're going to go to a couple messages from our sponsors, but what I love is that people can take that previous experience and kind of wrap it all up into something wonderful, and I think you're doing that.
I think it's, I sat down with a good friend of mine who's a member of the chamber, Victoria Davis. She has her own bookkeeping business, but her skill sets are amazing, and she and I sat down because part of the copywriting business is that a lot of times small business owners are too close to their own product to be able to communicate about it effectively.
That's quite true.
I mean, and I was working on that resume for LinkedIn that you saw, and I couldn't do it because I kept looking at this portfolio life and these pieces, and I couldn't make any connection, and it was depressing. and she and I sat down and said, well, what if we look at it this way? And we drew something out, and then all of a sudden, because we made a graphic, there was this thread that became very clear. It was the helping thread, but then also the communication thread. And now we looked at it and said, oh, my gosh, that's how you build your resume. That's how you build your profile in a way where it makes sense and not, I did this and I did this and I did this.
Okay. Well, we're going to get back into more
of that.
That sounds fascinating.
Oh, it is. It's my next project.
Okay. So here we go. We'll have a couple sponsors and I'll be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rab Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and I have the pleasure of interviewing Deborah Orchowski from Silver Pen Pros. And I love the way you've developed your background, because you've learned how to work with people, you've learned to communicate with them in a meaningful way so that they will do what you suggest, right?
I don't remember if it was Daniel Pink or who, and I think Daniel Pink quoted whoever it was, who said, "You're always selling." Whether you're, which if you told me this 10 years ago, I would have said, no, no, no. 20 or 30, no, 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 yeah. No. But you are. Even if you're a little kid trying to convince your parents to let you stay up, you're always selling. I have a 13-year-old nephew who's been selling since he's been 10. And Aunt Debbie, let me drive your truck for you down this road. And because he can drive my truck. And I go, no, no, you can't do that. I go, and why? And he goes, well, Aunt Debbie, you know, you've been driving, and it's only 100 yards to the house, like around a little cul-de-sac, yeah, like to his parents' house. And he said, so, you know, when your leg looks kind of cramped, if you let me drive the rest of the way down the driveway, you could stretch your leg out. I mean, he'll call me up and say, Aunt Debbie, and they're 2 hours away from me up in New York State. You know, Law and Order's on tonight, and why don't you come visit me? I go, I can't visit you, Chris, sorry. You go, but my mother has a glass of wine for you, some Cheez-Its, and it's Law and Order. It's your favorite. And you know you really want to. And wait a minute, I know you're going to say it's a long drive, but once you get here, you'll be glad you did it.
That is so cute.
It's crazy. It's, yeah, like, you're always selling.
You are always selling. That's
yeah. True. Some more, some that, better, yeah, than others.
And, you know, and people will say to me, well, I can't get somebody to do something. I said, well, if you don't give them reasons to do it, they, yeah, won't. And he's giving you reasons why you should.
And he's trying to overcome my objections.
Exactly. Before they get raised.
Before I raise,
yeah,
them, yeah.
So that's very true.
It's amazing.
So when you had this the realization that it's important to put together a, you know, a I guess a style or a sequence of information to share with somebody, do you have a template that you recommend, or
I don't, because Victoria and I, and Victoria is saying, you hinted at this, but next year, during the next upcoming calendar year, I want to sit down and develop it into a bit of a workshop with her. So I can't articulate it right now, mm-hmm, but we went through and looked at the different, I want to say job titles, or our different job positions, or mm-hmm. where we were in space, time. It was kind of like almost like a 3D model. And then as well as skill sets in there.
Oh, okay.
And that's where I started looking at it and seeing that the thread through that everything I did was, well, I had two threads. One was very analytical with a lot of what I was doing, but it was I had to have excellent writing skills that communicated what I was trying to do. And then some you had to have the interpersonal skills once you got them in the door, especially with the counseling, with the writing skills. I mean, they first would respond to what I wrote, then sign up, and again, there's a skill set or intuition that goes along with sitting in a room with somebody and letting them talk to you about behaviors where they know they can make a change.
So it's really in preparation for communicating with somebody, you have to understand your audience and who they are, where they're coming from.
Oh, absolutely.
And to study them. And I think a lot of people don't do enough of that. And, of course, your message, whether it's writing or whether it's speaking to either a group of people or an individual or a group of people within a certain segment of business, you have to be able to adjust whether it's a general statement versus a really specific statement. One of the things you talked about in the article that you sent to me was, and this really hit home to me, and it does every time I see it, you talked about you and your versus I, we, us, me, and mine.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's amazing how many people are what are called market drivers. And they say, we do this and we do that, but they haven't taken into consideration who they're speaking to. And people will listen, and you even said it in here, people listen for themselves, or they read for themselves to see what's in it for them to do business with somebody. And so the words you and your are so critical. In fact, I had a colleague who was also a marketing advisor, and she came up with the ratio of every time you said you or your, every 4 to 6 times, you would only mention yourself, your I, we, me, and my's, and so forth, only once. And what I often do is I take color. Let's say it's a written piece, whether it's an article in a sales letter or it could be even on a website.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take a printed copy and highlight them with like a pink and a yellow. And every time they say you or you, I highlight them with yellow. And then when they talk about themselves, in a different color. And what's
amazing to
me, you can always see who they're talking about or who they're mm-hmm. writing about. And people, and so I do a lot of consulting with people. I read their websites, I read their mm-hmm. brochures, and when I see that a statement or paragraph begins with I or we, I get them to change that right away.
And I agree.
And don't you agree, because you are a professional writer, isn't it amazing how you can take a sentence that starts out, we do this and we do that, and you can turn it right around?
Absolutely. You can even take your About Us page on your website and make it all about them.
I totally agree with you. And people don't realize it.
Uh-huh.
The words are there. It's a matter of shifting them around.
Yeah.
So that you're speaking or writing for that reader.
Right. And you could still address their desires and ambition, either their problems or their aspirations. You could even still do that on your About Us page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some key words that I especially like. For example, if somebody would say, we do this and that, you could start out by saying, you would be amazed at how this would impact your life, or based on the things that the About Us page on uh-huh. in terms of what we do. But are there certain key words, since I like to look at key words that I recommend to people that they incorporate after they've written it the way they normally would write, then to switch it around?
Oh, wow. Took me off guard on that one, because now I'm going through a little calculator in my head. I'm going to talk in generalities. Action words, obviously, like a resume. Get rid of the ing at the end of your. I do speaking. It's like, no, I speak.
Okay. That's good. I like that.
And I'll go through and constantly edit things I'm writing, because it's just natural. For some reason, we do ings, and
it's interesting.
Versus making it a little bit more assertive and achievement oriented. Question. To lead into that, helping your listener create a story. The story is not about you. The story is about them. So drive them in, even mentally, into a story about themselves. Like, have you ever, mm-hmm. you know, or I just rewrote an About Us page where one of the open on the About Us is, if you dread, if the thought of going to the big box home store makes you cringe, don't worry. You've come to the right place.
Okay, I like that. Yeah.
So it's not just a, oh, well, you know, Joe Schmo is amazing. It's and does this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And actually, there's a word I would stay away. And there's two words I would absolutely stay away from, be it in print or when people get up at their networking meetings, is I do.
Yeah.
You know, I do consulting versus I am a consultant.
Yeah.
You know, and... you know, or I do financial investments for ABC Financial Investing Company.
Yeah.
And there are just stronger ways to say things that, again, will catch the attention of that will catch someone's attention. You know, like
That's
telling
true.
A story. Like I tried to tell the story when we started the show about, you know, the lady who does the webinars and told me how fat I am because I put sugar in my tea.
Well, you know, I have spoken quite often at the pet industry at mm-hmm. trade shows, events where they have speaking programs. And one time I was working the floor, so to speak, before at my actual presentations, and the lady walked in to the sit down. I said, "What do you do for a living?" And she said, "I make it easy to own a pet."
Yes.
And I said, "Whoa, really? What do you do?" And
yes.
When I teach classes, I actually teach networking classes and I teach marketing and selling skills and what have you. I often tell people that story. And my reaction to her was, "Wow, what do you do?" And that's the kind of reaction that you want your listener to respond to. Tell me more about it. Well, tell me more.
Yeah.
And she actually went on and she said, "Well, you know how pet parents spend long hours at work and their pets are home all alone and they feel really bad about it." And she said, "We have, and sometimes they get home at the end of a busy day and they find that the cupboard is bare. There's not enough food. So we have a home delivery service of pet food and supplies, which means that they can come home at the end of that busy day knowing there's ample food and they can enjoy their evening at home with their pet."
Yes.
But if we can say something to get people to say, "Wow, tell me more," which is really what you're telling me.
Absolutely.
That's what gets their attention. And then people buy emotionally. So,
yeah.
And they justify on logic, which is an age-old statement, but it's true. And so if you can get building that emotion into it, it's so important.
Mm-hmm. When you're telling your story, which should be their story, I actually pulled up my notes for this one to make sure I get these that I articulated properly. To engage with you, your potential customer needs to know, what do you offer, how will it make their life better, and how do they buy it?
Yeah.
You know, and what do you offer, and it's making their life better. It's I so that pet owners, their lives are easier.
Their lives are easier.
Whoa.
So I make it easy to own.
I make it easy. You do.
Yeah. And
wow.
So there's not a, there's, I mean, we all solve problems as a business owner.
Yes.
So we have to make it as easy as possible for people to do whatever it is that we can help them do. Okay, we're going to move on to some news and some weather, and I'll be back.
USA Radio News.
We don't want to have a liberal Democrat in Alabama, believe me. We want strong borders. We want stopping crime. We want to have the things that we represent, and we certainly don't want to have a liberal Democrat that's controlled by Nancy Pelosi and controlled by Chuck Schumer. We don't want to have that for Alabama.
President Donald Trump today from the White House. As you can hear, the president believes Roy Moore will do very well in Alabama's runoff election next week. And the Creek Fire near Selmar, California, continues to grow at an alarming rate. Los Angeles County Fire Deputy Chief David Richardson has an update.
At this point in time, the fire's grown to over 4,000 acres. And it's still growing, as you can see with the wind gusts that are currently facing us here. You can only imagine the impact this weather is having on the flaming front.
More than 2,500 homes have been evacuated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you still searching for that perfect gift? Dell has an amazing selection with something for everyone on your list. Check out Dell.com to find the best brands of electronics like booming Bose speakers, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. There's still time to get something great under the tree. Call 800-BUY-DELL. Order by December 20th and choose free expedited shipping for delivery by December 22nd. Some exceptions apply. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking, and I'm your host for this afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And just taking a look at the weather, we're looking at some rain that will begin this afternoon. It will get cold down tonight, cold down to maybe 37 degrees. Now, tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine and clouds that will be mixed with a high of near 45 degrees, and the winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. In the evening, Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of about 29 degrees, and again, light winds. Now, on Thursday, mostly sunny skies, near a high near 45 degrees, and winds west to 10 to 15 miles per hour, and then Thursday night, partly cloudy, with a low of down 24. So actually, Thursday, I think, is going to be the nicest day, but it will get cold Thursday night. So that's the end of the your extended forecast, and you better have an umbrella handy just in case. Now, I have the pleasure of interviewing Deborah Orkowski, who is the owner of Silver Pen Prose, and we've been talking about elevator speeches and how to explain a way that people can solve their problems. Because as business owners, that's what we do. We solve a problem. And I tell my clients, if you can't solve a problem, you don't have a business, basically. I mean, we'll solve it, regardless of the business that we're in, whether it's a consulting business or brick and mortar or whatever. We all solve problems. So it's important for us to understand what the problems are so that we can be prepared to address those issues to help people. So I appreciate the fact that you're here, and we're getting some ideas from you. So what are some other thoughts you have about this?
Well, one way to approach a lot of either, you know, be it your elevator pitches or your actual marketing materials, is to tell a story. And what kind of story do people like? They prefer a story that features them or someone they can relate to. And you want to make them the hero of the story.
I like that.
Too often, businesses and brands try to make themselves the hero.
That's true.
Versus the customer. And before I came here today, I went for a walk and I was just thinking, and I was trying to come up with an example, and an industry that, again, this is just my opinion because it just came to me in a flash of brilliance while I was sweating, is that, and I think an industry, and I'm calling it an industry, and if, I hope no one takes offense at this, that perfected that is the entire breast cancer awareness. I'm going to use the word industry because I'm at a loss. I can't think and chew gum at the moment. There may be medications that are amazing for breast cancer. There may be doctors out there doing amazing things with diagnosis and surgeons and plastic surgeons. But when you look at Susan B. Komen, when you look at your especially in October, during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the hero are the survivors. Even if they took the drugs, they did the surgery, the doctor did the diet, whatever, the lab tech. But in terms of breast cancer awareness, they get buy-in into that message because they're not saying, you know, this is drug P, Pinko Lux or whatever it is. You know, wear your pink ribbon for the Pinko, you know, to support how great Pinko Lux the drug is. Yeah. I just made that name up. Because it wipes out tumors. It's because the women are the survivors are the hero of the story.
Yeah.
And they figured that out very early on to do that. And I don't know if that was intentional or if it just made sense, because I didn't, you know, my thoughts stopped at a certain point there when I was thinking about it. And when you think about a lot of the way a lot of your in the medical community, mm-hmm. the way a lot of, I think a lot of that is presented, those situations and even the medications, it's not the, you know, that it's the doctor isn't the star, the drug isn't the star. Mom is the hero because she's going to be around for Junior.
Right.
You know, and so telling your story in a way, though, where the customer is the star, and is the hero,
right,
makes them relate and makes people pay attention.
I like that. The template, oh, I asked you if you had a...
I have a different template, but I do have a story template, yes.
Share that with
me. Oh, I would love to, yeah. And this isn't mine. This is a businessman and as well as original, like, he used to write Hollywood screenplays, Donald Miller. He has one of the best-selling books on the market right now, Building a Story Brand, and he's evolved into a marketing expert over the past 20 years or so. And in his latest book, he talks about using the concept of the great stories to wrap around the message of your company. And he points out, his premise is that the customer is the hero, and you, as the business owner, you are like Q in the James Bond movies, who came up with the gadgets that helped James Bond. You are like Dumbledore and Harry Potter, who gave him guidance and helped him do all the things he had to do. Or Gandalf in Lord of the Rings. And then he said, if you look at every great story that just sucks people in, it has seven parts and a framework. And in your business, you can use this with your branding. There's a character, which is the customer, the hero.
Right.
And it's not your brand. It's so you have the person, the character, the hero, who has a problem
mm-hmm.
that they need solved. And we know for the most part that businesses sell, or in their marketing, they try to solve external problems, and customers buy things to solve internal problems. The Lord Voldemort, and I'm going back to Harry Potter now, taking over the world everything that happened in the Harry Potter series, that was an external problem. But deep down, part of Harry Potter's problem was the fact that, I don't know, he got hit with the lightning bolt, and, you know, like Lord Voldemort tried to kill him when he was a baby, his parents were dead, he had all this other stuff, like deep down he had a fix by killing the bad guy. Okay, so you have a character who has a problem, who then meets a guide. And again, they're not looking for, and a lot of your customers, especially nowadays, because they're so tuned in and they don't want to be sold. They're educated. They don't want someone to do it for them. They want a guide who we see that actually in the kitchen business. People will come in and say, well, I want this and this and this, but I already know this, this, and this. So you don't want to sell me this because I could do that myself. And it's like, well, maybe they really can't, because YouTube videos make it look way too easy. Yeah. But at least you make them feel good.
Yeah.
That, yes, you are right. But if you want to make it a little easier on yourself, you know, what a great approach. You know, that what you're considering is great design, and here's how we can even improve it.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they meet the guide, who then, step four, gives them a plan. And customers trust a guide who has a plan. And I'm going to go back to the home improvement industry. Sure. Oh, yeah, we can give you a new kitchen by Christmas. No problem. Just sign on the dotted line. It's like, really? Well, this is what happens first. Mm-hmm. Here's the plan.
Yeah.
This happens. The design. This gets ordered. These then get rented. Come out. The base cabinets go in. This way, this can get templated for the countertop while the countertop's being made, the uppers go in, and they go, oh, okay, that makes sense. So they like a plan, it's a plan for them. You want to give them a call to action. And they're not. And most people, you know that, they don't take action unless they're asked to take action.
That's exactly right.
You know, sign here, give me your email, you know, give me money, whatever it might be. And they take action. They have the plan. They're called to take action that will end in success. So then, and you can't assume that people know how your brand or your product is going to change their lives, you need to spell it out for them sometimes that it's going to be, you know, what now you will be a pro in the kitchen after taking our cooking classes. Yeah. Your mother-in-law will actually eat your meals, whatever. Right. Yeah, your husband won't compare your cooking to mom's anymore. Yeah. Or the last step is it helps them avoid failure, and people don't want to fail, and they don't want to have a tragic ending, so you need to let them know what the cost of not doing business with you is.
Yeah.
And so there is basically the seven-part, a nice seven-part framework. A character, a customer, has a problem, right, meets you, and you will give them a plan, a call to action, and where you show them that it can end in success as opposed to failure.
Right. And people buy the benefits that they gain from doing business with you.
Yes.
So that, actually, when I give my, I have developed this template for an elevator speech, and it always ends with the benefits, because that's what you want people to hear.
Yes.
In the end, this is what you get. Now, what's interesting, and we're going to break in a few minutes here, but what's interesting is I've been listening to a fellow whose name escapes me at the moment, but he's on YouTube, and he talks about the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about the importance of realizing that millennials want to hear the benefit first and then how they can get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're dealing with older people, typically it would be if you do this, this, and this, you'll get this benefit. But with younger people, well, they want to hear the benefit first and then how to get to it. So it kind of turns things around a little bit.
It's probably from, like, getting the trophy from, like, where everybody gets the trophy. Right. It's like, I got the trophy now. Yeah. What do I need? You know, he got the trophy. How do I get that trophy?
Right. Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to that's very good. But now that we have the I generation coming along, and they have several different names for them. These are the ones that are graduating from high school and they're in college right now. It'll be interesting to see how they've how you can attract them with those benefits. Do they need to hear the benefit first before you explain how to get there, or do you explain all the steps to get to the benefits anyway? I'm kind of curious about that, but I sometimes I've sometimes talk about the generations in my classes, but I really haven't gotten into the newest generation, which I now have to study because that's where.
Well, that's tough because it does change your. Because one of the things I'll say is you need to have the right words in the right order.
That's right.
Directed towards the right audience.
Exactly.
And that does put things on its head a little bit.
Yeah.
In terms, what is the right? Yeah. What is the right order?
Yeah. So there we go. So we're going to start studying those folks. I'm going to go on to some words from our sponsors, and I'll come back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
it's not perfect, but I can tweak it as I talk.
Yeah, so okay. You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business, and we're talking about our elevator speech. And you know, what's interesting is people don't realize that when you go to a networking event, or when somebody just simply says, "What do you do for a living?" That you really need to be prepared to know,
yes,
to know what to say, because that's an opportunity to get people intrigued by what you do, so that they hopefully you can either get them to do business with you ultimately, or give you referrals. Because business today is either it's repeat and referral business. So you want to take advantage of word of mouth opportunities. So to do that, it's you need to know what to say, and it's amazing how many people are not prepared for us to make a statement that resonates.
It's creative.
And it's creative, and again, gets them to stand up and take notice. In fact, I have to share with you, there was a woman that I knew for a long time who was an interior designer, and she would start out at networking events, and she'd say, "Wow, your living room looks beautiful." Wouldn't you love to have somebody say that about your place?
Exactly.
And then she went on to explain what she did to help people design their living spaces. And then she concluded by saying, "And when people come to visit with you, they will feel that sense of enjoyment being in that environment," whatever the benefit was.
Yes.
that she was promoting, I guess you could say. But what are some thoughts that you have on what to say to people?
Okay, let's see. Actually, I have a bunch of thoughts on that. People remember creativity. People remember statistics, you know, especially if it's something that, and I don't mean like hard numbers, but do you know that, you know, 47% of the population doesn't have money saved for retirement. Did you know that? You know,
yeah.
Or has no savings or stocks or bonds. And can you imagine what that, you know, can you imagine if that was you and what that would be like going forward? I'm making this up as I go along here.
I like that. That's a very good statement.
Yeah. Or a statement. Have you ever watched a friend or family member go through the stress of taking care of a parent or spouse?
Yeah.
Most people have.
Yeah.
And it could be debilitating. And then whoever the business is can then say, "Well, you know, we help relieve that stress or put your mind at ease."
Yeah.
Or, you know, I want to say you're in good hands, because that's Allstate. There's something called in marketing a so that statement. We do X. So use verbs and subject. You know, we help. We help mothers who want to strangle their sons so that they could take a deep breath, and the next time the son hits the baseball through the window, They have peace and love, and she doesn't need to, you know, to call her psychiatrist. Whatever. I really just made that one up. But having a format, a we do X, so that who's your audience, and try to define them.
Yeah.
So that stressed parents can have a better relationship. There you go. We do intervention counseling, so that stressed parents can have a better relationship with their kids.
Yeah. I like the so that very much. I think that's good. Another word that people can use is because.
Mm-hmm.
If you do this because you're concerned about thus and so.
Yes.
And then you can go on. So that's another one that works well.
Mm-hmm.
Another thought that I have when you explain the benefit that somebody gains from doing business with you, I recommend that you say which means. And those two words those two words are they create the opportunity for the grand finale, which is the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, which means you'll have such and such mm-hmm. to do.
Yes, which
means. Or that this will happen to you, or that you'll enjoy, or which means you'll be able to achieve your goals for your business.
Mm-hmm. And even then, you can tie it in so that you're offering the external benefit, and which then becomes the internal benefit also. I'm thinking about landscaper, not only is your grass mowed, but now you have more quality time with your children because you're not sitting on a tractor all weekend long or something like that.
So the introduction to that statement could actually begin by saying so many people have to spend so much time looking after their lawn and their property mm-hmm. that they really are upset by the fact that they mm-hmm. can't be with their families.
Or how many baseball games have you missed because you had to mow the lawn?
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
It's like
that's a great statement. I like that.
at some of the chamber meetings, when I've attended some of the chamber meetings, I frequently would represent my husband's kitchen cabinet company.
Yeah.
And what I started doing, and partially because in person I speak quicker and would tend to lose my place when I was trying to give an introduction, I started bringing placards with pictures on them. And when you have a business which is visual, a picture's worth 1,000 words.
You did that. That's in a meeting. That's where we talked.
Yes.
I loved it.
So I had, what I did is I went online, downloaded some miscellaneous shots of, like, Roy Lichtenstein shots. And I have my friend Allison, and it's this stressed out, it's a face, this, you know, half cartoon, like Brenda Starr looking from the old 50s and 60s comic strip, you know, with tears down her face. And this is my friend Allison. She's crying because her kitchen is really ugly, and her mother-in-law now thinks, or she's crying because her food is horrible because her kitchen looks like this, and her husband Dirk says, you know, only mom's cooking is good. Now she has a new kitchen. You know, we show the picture, you know, and, you know, the mother-in-law stays away, and, you know, Dirk went from a 98-pound weakling to buff and handsome in cowboy boots.
That, I remember you did it. Yeah. That was awesome.
And people, yeah, laughed, they applauded. And I actually took, so as an example of looking at the story, like, really telling us, and there was Allison's story. It wasn't my story, it was Allison's story. We just helped her. And so I made another one, which there's one meeting where you have 60 seconds. So, and I have no placards for this. I do have placards for this someplace else, but I didn't write this to be used with the placards since I knew this isn't video radio. Let me tell you about my friend Allison. She works part-time in a law office and has two kids in high school. Her husband Dirk has his own contracting company. For years, Allison has been asking Dirk to set up the right insurance policies and saving strategies for the family just in case something ever happened to him on the job. It was always on the top of Dirk's to-do list. And I'm looking, I have a typo here. It says Dirk's to-do list. Late one afternoon, a police officer knocked on Allison's door. He told her that Dirk got killed in an accident on the Flemington Circle.
Oh,
what happened next?
Yeah.
Allison was devastated, but at least her family's financial future was secure. You see, she took out a policy or invested. She did something amazing. And then, so now she and her children can stay in their home and not worry about the bills. Is your family financially secure if something happens? I am Joe from XYZ Financial Investments. Let's talk about your needs so you could be a survivor like Allison.
That was good.
So that could be if so. If any financial consultants are listening, call me. I'll give this to you.
That
so
is
now
awesome.
You're telling the story,
yes,
or what I was going to use it for was say, and then say something along the lines of "Not worry about the bills." Are you financially secure? But then say, "I'm not a financial investor, but I help small businesses tell their stories.
Yeah.
Tell stories that'll make a connection with their intended audience."
That,
so I could still use it for myself.
Absolutely.
I've been working on that one for a while because I had the graphics. And I was in a meeting with a friend and showing her the graphics, and the size was wrong and stuff. So I had the policeman come to the door. I had like little dead, you know, like a little stick figure that looked dead, you know,
that was awesome.
To hold up at a meeting.
I wish we could continue, but Deborah, you're going to have to give us your contact information.
Okay.
We're coming down to the wire here.
Okay. Let's see, Deborah Orchowski, Silver Pen Pros. You can reach me a couple of ways. You can connect with me on LinkedIn, and I actually check that. So that's, you know, I'm kind of keeping all my contacts there right now because my website is under development. Woohoo! I actually have it up there, and it'll be done in about 2 weeks. In the meantime, Deborah, as in Deborah, old school, Deborah, at silverpenpros.com, or phone number 908-246-2873.
Okay, that concludes our program. Thank you. This program
Thank you, Vicki.
Will be in the archive, so you'll be able to leverage it on your website, and other folks can listen to it once again. So thank you for listening to Teachable Moments in Business. If you have any questions, you can give me a call at 908-832-9544. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, Rossmore Mentoring Group, and we're here to help you be even better at what you do. Thank you for listening. Goodbye now.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
We don't want to have a liberal Democrat in Alabama, believe me. We want strong borders. We want stopping crime. We want to have the things that we represent, and we certainly don't want to have a liberal Democrat that's controlled by Nancy Pelosi and controlled by Chuck Schumer. We don't want to have that for Alabama.
President Donald Trump today from the White House. As you can hear, the president believes Roy Moore will do very well in Alabama's runoff election next week.